I would be remarkably scared if someone broke into my house with a gun. But this guy not only faced them, but, well, I'll read you the quote. Not only did he face them, he grabbed their guns and shot them. They ran away. He protected his home. In Texas, I believe you get a blowjob from the most attractive judge in the court system. I'm not pretty sure that's how it goes, which isn't great because to become a judge, you got to be pretty old and pretty fat. This guy, Monroe, faces charges of attempted murder. What? Intent to discharge a firearm. Well, yeah, I guess that's kind of true. Intent to discharge a firearm when being reckless. Huh? He was being attacked. Careless use of a firearm. Improper storage of a firearm. Improper storage? It's not my firearm. I stole it from a thief. Should I have put it in a safe at the same time? Oh, I bet that the improper storage of a firearm happened after. Because he went, oh my God, oh, I just shot a guy. And then the cops go, what's that gun doing near on the coffee table? Oh, that's the gun, officer. Should be in a safe. You know the rules. Pointing a firearm. How is being reckless, careless use of a firearm, how is that mutually exclusive from pointing a firearm? A lot of these seem pretty superfluous. Possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. Yeah, we covered that in the others. Unauthorized possession of a firearm. Yep. Possession of a firearm, knowing that possession is unauthorized. And possession for the purpose of trafficking. What? What? So basically every gun charge in the books, they threw the book at him. I'm not going to misuse the word literal, but we're getting pretty close to literally throwing the book at someone. Is John Lott around? Have we confirmed with him?
Right here.
How are you, John?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Long time no talk. Are you just audio today?
Yeah, if we could, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, let's pull up pictures of what we're talking about then. So, did you hear my intro?
I did. It's, pretty outrageous. And, it makes you wonder whether they're actually encouraging criminals to go and commit crimes in Canada. You know, and I know the data for Canada and the UK pretty well on things like home invasions. And the burglary rate that you see in those countries is about twice what it is in the United States. But even more interesting is something called hot burglaries. These are what occur when the residents are in the home. And the hot burglary rate in the United States is about 11%. In the UK, for example, it's around 60%.
Wow.
And so that means not only do they have twice the number of burglaries, but 60% of the time, the people are in the home when the burglary occurs. In Canada, it's in between. It's about 30%. But they do surveys of burglars who are arrested and ask them, the RAND Corporation does in the United States, and there are similar ones in other countries. And they ask them questions like, how long did you spend casing a home before you broke in? American burglars spend about twice as long as their UK counterparts and about 60% longer than their Canadian counterparts. And the reason that they give for doing that is that in the United States, they're worried about getting shot. And
yeah.
One way of trying to protect themselves and prevent themselves from getting shot is to check to make sure nobody's home before they break into the home. And so that's the reason why American burglars spend so much more time looking to make sure nobody's in the home before they break in compared to their counterparts in other countries.
Well, it's amazing that those stats you just gave, 11%, 30%, 60%, they seem perfectly proportional to how many people have guns.
Yeah, no, and you can look at other countries and you pretty much see a similar type of relationship.
Well, you wrote an article in Wall Street Journal about women and minorities increasing the number of concealed carry permits. It seems like we're at the point now where we can argue that gun control is sexist and racist.
Right. Well, Yeah, people can get the study at our website at crimeresearch.org, but it's remarkable the changes that you've seen, not only the number of permits, but also the demographics. So since over the last 10 years, the number of concealed carry permits have gone from about 4.6 million to over 13.3 million. So that's almost a fourfold increase, but the demographics have been remarkable. Just we have good data over the last 4 years in terms of race and gender. And over the last 4 years, you've seen the percent of men having permits go up by 22%. But for women, over that same time, it went up by 93%. And for blacks, it went up about 30 percentage points more than for whites. And, you know, I think this is great because my research shows that it's basically two groups that benefit the most from having guns. The people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime, in particular poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas, as well as people who are relatively weaker physically, and that tends to be women and the elderly. And so, you know, the very people who benefit the most we're seeing the biggest increases in gun ownership for.
I wonder if you can also correlate the number of Muslims immigrating to a country and the number of women becoming armed, because Muslims definitely increased the rapes in Britain.
Well, I haven't looked at that. I suppose one could look to see the distribution of where Muslims are located across the country. One thing that was also interesting related to the demographics is you have basically two types of states. You have those where once you meet certain objective rules, you're a certain age, you're pass a background check, you get your training, it's up to the person whether or not to go and apply and get the permit. It's automatically granted once you've met those criteria. And then you have eight states, like California and New York, where you have to go and get permission. You have to demonstrate a good cause, a good reason for them to go and give you a permit. And the demographics in those two places on who gets permits is dramatically different. I was able to get data on or the names of people who had concealed carry permits in Los Angeles County, where you have to, one of these places where you have to demonstrate need to some public official, in that case usually the sheriff. And nationally, you have about 36% of women who have permits. In Los Angeles County, it's 7%. And the county is about half Hispanic. Only 6.5% of the permits were given to Hispanics, and only 5% were given to blacks. So here, and you have a similar type of story in New York City. And so here you have places where the Democrats kind of completely control the political apparatus. They determine who's eligible, who has a good reason to go and get a concealed carry permit. And yet, who do they give it to? They give it to basically wealthy, politically connected white males.
Amazing. You know, I'm seeing a pattern with these cases. It seems to be more guns, less crime.
Right. It should be a title for a book.
All right, John, well, we're out of time. Thanks very much for coming on the show. Let's have you back soon.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Cheers, John. That's what really scares me is someone comes into your home invasion. And by the way, the left used to agree that that is bad. They used to say, in fact, they would say, relax, gun freak.